The Human Podcast features weekly service audio from the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia. Please visit us at human.org.
I was doing all right until I realized that I was going to have to facilitate a meeting to tell Kim and Marty that we have not approved this. We uphold the democratic principles. Do I have a motion? Do I have a second? It has been moved and seconded. All those who are not in favor of this move. No, it ain't fair, Kim. I'm sorry, it ain't. Life isn't fair. We wish you well, and we're upset. I want to thank very much first my good friend and his adorable wife, Tammy, Dave Dunn, or as you know him, Reverend Dave. He and Tammy have shared some of the most enjoyable evenings that my husband and I have had. We all like jazz, and so we find ourselves in places where they play good music a lot of times. By the way, thank you for bringing the baby, who is 2.5 months old?
Six.
Six. Wow. Oh, he's running the show. That we have communities where babies can come in and sit on the front row is important. Amen? Thank you. I know y'all don't do it that up here, but y'all had me come, so thank you. What's his name? Callum? Callum. Oh, he's got to make money to live up to that name. Okay. I want to be clear about something, because, you know, the cat is away. And then, you know, you have a lot of invited ministers coming up here, and I just need to let you know I'm not auditioning. Abundant Love has got me quite tangled up, and we're doing exciting things in the West End. I love Reverend Dave and what you all do together in your ministry with him. And so I just want to be clear about that. I support, as I did during his installation, his and your loving and successful ministry. Because it's a ministry together or it ain't at all. Amen. Secondly, I want the powerful worship team, I want to thank you and plead forgiveness. I am not that hard to work with, usually. But yeah, I need to do this. I have been difficult to work with because in 2 weeks, my husband's brother fell, had spinal surgery, and he's doing well at 85. My brother fell, had spinal surgery, and he's doing okay. Hold the Teague and Thurman families in your heart. And are there any folks who are caring for an older relative? Yeah, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I just usually am not that bad, but this was hard. And to have not gotten back with y'all in the manner in which we're used to. Now, I'm not good for the 6 months ahead of time giving you my subject, I'm just not. But I could have done a lot better, and I appreciate you for working with me. I knew we would work it all out, I did. And I should have communicated that to you, that I have faith in you. And I thank you so much for accepting my life when it's not perfect. Could I just get a whisper of an amen there? I know how Unitarians are. His life is not perfect. You've never experienced that here, have you?
No.
This morning, I want you to imagine that Emily Dickinson, Mahatma Gandhi, Albert Camus, walk into a bar and there's your minister sitting. And they have this interesting discussion. Of course, Gandhi will probably have some goat milk. And he might say something like, learn as if you will live forever. And live like you will die tomorrow. And I know that Camus would talk about the absurdity and that they would be discussing things and the answer to it would be long and fabulous, and the evening would go on and on into the answers to deal with just these four great minds being together. And again, I ask your forgiveness because I sounded so erudite in this sermon topic. When the Cat's Away, an Existentialist Acceptance of Sabbatical. Wow. Can you tell I'm still paying for our seminary education at Candler School of Theology at Emory University? Actually, we are blessed to not still be paying that bill. Thank you, Jesus. But if I were to give this title in the community where I serve, in the West End of Atlanta, I wouldn't do all that. I'm in Roswell, I gotta sound like I have some education. I would say just because the teacher is away at a conference does not change the fact that you have a test Friday. That's how I would change that title. And it doesn't matter how you feel about the substitute teacher either. The test will be Friday. What I want to impress upon human this morning is, if I should be so bold, it is that while my friend, your minister, is away, you are also on sabbatical. And some of you are keenly aware of this, because your activity level and your level of leadership and your responsibilities have gone up just a little bit while Reverend Dave is reading his books on some beach. And some of what you have found out is that ministry ministers to and may be on some days absurd, like Camus said life is. And some of it is life-saving. Kim and Marty could just run on off to wherever they think they're going. Yeah, I'm bitter. If, in fact, this community didn't do something to their hearts, and I felt the energy shift when Kim made that horrible announcement. I love her. We were in Candler together. Were we there all 3 years? Okay. So this ministry thing is serious, and sometimes it's just plain old mundane, like picking out hymns. By the way, you put some notes in that Enter Rejoice and come in. I saw that. Thank you. And some of it must continue, if not, become richer and fuller during his time away. Because y'all expect him to come back rested, richer, and fuller. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you rejoiced in his return at all that has become wonderful while the cat's away? Albert Camus said, "You will never be happy if you continue to search for what happiness consists of. You'll never live like you are looking. You will never live if you are looking for the meaning of life." Now, I disagree with some of that, because we promote a search for truth and meaning. But the truth is that at some point you got to stop searching and start living. Now, that part I agree with. And who wants to sit at a date or an anniversary dinner and listen to your beloved explain how they might love you? No, just get the chocolate cake here and a little piece of jewelry. Thank you. And Camus, to live out the absurdity of his existentialist beliefs, dies in a car accident at 46, handsome, revered, and famous among these existentialists. Be careful what you believe in. How absurd. Can you imagine what great things he would have said at 80? At 90, 46, God, and I'm just a little bit, never mind. So we search anyway, even though Camus said it was absurd. And I'm challenging you to search a little deeper while Reverend Dave isn't here to interrupt you. Okay. Amen. I also want you to bring that meaning of your search back here, because my premise, oh, y'all, you don't have to take him out if you don't want to. Okay. I know how to preach even louder. I was brought up Baptist. We couldn't get out of worship no matter what we did. I'm proposing that this collective sabbatical is collective. It's not just what I need. It isn't just what Reverend Dave needed. It's what the community needs. And that the community can keep searching for that meaning or accepting the absurdity, or wondering if the now that Emily was talking about is something of value for you. But that we share it together, wrestle with it, embrace it. Like, wouldn't it be interesting if I gave this sermon holding his son, the now? It might get a little messy. But life is a little messy. There's a synonym, though, that I want you to avoid when you look up the word sabbatical, and it's vacation. Dave is not on vacation. The reason I don't want you to use the word vacation is because as American citizens, we don't know how to use that word. In the United States, we are lost in work. We're lost in what we must do when we get to work, and then that few minutes they give us for lunch. Even though things have changed greatly since the shutdown, thank God. But we were living to work, and the Europeans just laughed at us. You know, we're happy when they say, oh, you know, you'll get 2 weeks and your sick leave, maybe. Be careful about using it in that first 2 years of your new job. And they get 6 weeks minimum. And then they take off whatever they need. We don't want to use the word vacation because sabbatical is not about that. Sabbatical is about an enrichment that comes from taking some time away. Vacation is in relationship to work. We hope that he's taking the time to re-examine his work in a way that he couldn't on the 10 days of vacation. I'm begging you to re-examine the word sabbatical. And maybe you need that and push the word vacation to the side, because after the third of, we don't even take enough time to deal with what work has done to us. We had my in-laws come for vacation, and they were both still working. And they had 2 weeks at that point to come, and they live in Salt Lake City, and we got them the first week. And I told my husband, I said, next time they come, I want them the second week. What happened in that first week? Work and the culture of Salt Lake had to slowly fall off of them. And so we spent 3 days doing nothing but decompressing from what work had done to them. That second week, you're ready to have fun. You're ready to sleep late. By the way, I think that's a spiritual principle. And brunch is my favorite word. So Some of us work as if we would cease to exist if we didn't have a work life. And some of us can't retire in a healthy way because our identity is so wrapped up in our work. When we did retire, it was like somebody had slammed the brakes on a car. What a sabbatical does, it helps us reorder our identities based on our values, our relationships, our concerns, just like the shutdown did during COVID. Remember when we all cleaned out the garage? Because it was all going to be over with in a week. 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. And then, what do I do now? Who am I now if I don't gossip in the copy room? I know Unitarians don't do that, but we listen. We want to reorder these words and look at them. Because some companies even get upset after you have faithfully worked your 60 hours of work, and you dare to ask for vacation, and they say, well, we'll consider it. Yeah, we need to examine these words. I'm also, with a non sequitur, sort of, gonna beg and plead for you not to fall into the trap my parents did. My father worked for John Deere Incorporated for 30-some years. He also was a minister, 20-some years, more than 25 years. He was a minister at Westminster Baptist Church for 31 years. My mother was a hairdresser for 30-some years. I know because I grew up with some of her customers. After he retired, then she slowly retired. And now they could live. The philosophy based on when I retire, that's when I'll start living. Remember what Emily said. Now is now. You might want to start living now. My parents got, guess how many months? 18. And then my mother was diagnosed with cancer. That was not why you worked 30 years. 20-some years. Consider what part of that retirement you want to have in the eternity that is in this moment right now. Plan your retirement. Don't get me wrong, plan it. Plan to especially support little congregations in the city and beautiful ministers who serve them. But find out what brings you joy and see what part of that you can experiment with now. So when you retire, you're good at it. And I promise you this also, that the day you leave your job, guess what they're gonna do with your stuff? It will be in a box, or it will be distributed among those who want some of what you got. And your job will be up for an announcement saying they have a position open at half the price for some of us. Let me see, I'm only on page 10. Oh, I've already done that. Okay. I also love that my relationship with Abundant Love is so healthy. that while I'm up here in Roswell, they have a wonderful minister from the Spiritual Living Center stepping in for me, a friend of mine, and they're all right with it. They're a little too all right with it some days, but but a healthy relationship is one where you can go and have a sabbatical, have some time away, say, I need to go and meditate. You see, if it's not safe for Reverend Dave to go, if it's not all right for me to come to Roswell, to come and enjoy and work with human this morning, if it's not safe for you to go somewhere else on one Sunday, then like a domestic violent relationship, then it's not safe for you to stay. I worked in domestic violence for a little bit, and so I'm just going to talk to some of you who may be holding a secret. If your life is intertwined in something harmful and demanding, lacking in respect for who you are as a person, then I am begging you to imagine yourself free first. Hold that vision. Your freedom and your ability to be who you are must be in your heart and mind first. And I'm giving you permission to do that. And once you have that vision about being free, then I don't have to worry about it. But I'm going to give you some practical advice, and that's make a plan. And then tell somebody you love and trust about that plan. And then start working toward your liberation and accepting your sabbatical of liberation. Last week, I preached about spring break, and in the story for all ages, we talked about what happens to a car if you keep driving it without enough gas, without enough fuel, without enough resources. If you don't take care of the car and you just keep driving it, and you keep driving it, and you keep driving it. And I asked the children about that, but they have parents who keep their cars gas, so they didn't know. Some of us know that the car will start sputtering. It will start to heat up when it shouldn't. It'll stop working the way it should. I want us to give up the notion that sputtering to a horrible stop out of energy and with our souls and our minds burned from exhaustion, that's admirable. If you were hazed to become a professional, bless you and keep you, and let us stop doing that to each other. Life is too absurdly short. We need everyone here to assist in the transformation of our absurd world. And I don't even have to go into details about it. You can name them like that, the absurdities that we're living through right now. Some of them happened last night in Israel. You can only be of help with some sense of wholeness. And in my language, sacredness, maybe uniqueness is a better word. You can only help transform our crazy world if you're not exhausted. If maybe you've had that sabbatical. And for me, what helps fuel us is love. Because love is real. It's difficult. It's powerful. It's amazing. Both good and bad, amazing. For those of you who just fell in love last week, don't listen to this part. Just enjoy it. But for those of us who have more than 10 or 20 years together, we know that it's all that. And we have this little brief life to figure out how to love mightily enough to make things better until something happens. And it is going to happen. An acceptance of our sabbatical work is an act of love. Not the squishy love that those people who just fell in love last week are having. God bless them. Not the limp love, but profound adult concern that I will be whole with you and without you. We are whole while we're here working our fingers to the bone, and we are whole while you go and take care of yourself. Maybe that's what Kim and Marty were talking about. Y'all are just going for a sabbatical. We'll be here when you get back. See, now I can cope with it. Yes, I'm in denial. Leave me alone. See, we love you right here, right now, in that existentialist way. And we love you while you're going to get better, because while you are away, we work to get better too. And even if the world is on fire, and it is, we have a little pail of water right here that we worked hard to get and to keep cool and good. Amen, and thank you for letting me come and be with you. But not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we meet again. Thank you again for having me. I don't know why y'all let Kim make that announcement. I love you. As the week goes on, and you realize you have worked an hour too much, or you just need to sit down at 4 o'clock and have a cup of tea like people in other cultures, and one of those gooey donuts with the jelly on the inside, or the cream cheese. No, I'm not vegan. Remember what Albert Camus said. Eternity was here while I was waiting on it. Amen.
The Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia, thanks you for listening to the Human Podcast. Background music, courtesy of Tim Moore from Pixabay.